From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Yeah, here we are.
And we're so ready.
Good morning.
We're too busy yapping and getting excited about all of the incredible albums you've brought in for us.
Yeah, good morning, Cam.
Good
You've got an absolute handful of gold there.
We do. It's a big release day.
So much jazz, so much soul.
Yes.
I'm a happy girl sitting across the desk looking at these.
So the first one, Zena. Temüjin, I think is how you pronounce the title of the EP.
Mm-hmm.
Six tracks. It is a beautiful debut introduction to these two. The keys player from Kokoroko.
Yeah.
Obviously doing huge things, Tough Times Never Last.
Mm-hmm.
Released last year or maybe the year before.
Yep.
Yeah. Such an incredible album, and coming straight off the back of that and doing this. A bit more Ethio Jazz kind of inspired. They're trying to kind of bring Ethio Jazz into a new light for a new generation, which is really cool.
Awesome.
And yeah, just a really, really incredible sound. We've said this before, but having a debut come out on vinyl, it's always cool to have it. It's also on Brownswood, which is
Giles
Peterson's label. Also, how's Kokoroko?
Mm-hmm. There's so much good stuff on Brownswood. I'm trying to collect those Brownswood records like freaking Pokemon cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're so good.
I trust just about anything that
Yusuf
comes
Days,
out.
I think, is also on Brownswood, isn't
and
it?
And Joe Armand Jones, I think, as well.
Yes. Strada also on there, which is Giles Peterson's little project there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Incredible artists on Brownswood. So, yeah, they're in good company, and you know it's going to sound great.
Yeah. So Kokoroko, man.
Terrors.
I went to that show at the power station and it changed
incredible.
Something in me. It was so good.
I know. The text line was blowing up the next morning. Everyone was like, I've never felt more inspired.
It was, so
it was just joyful.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. And I've really enjoyed these singles from Zena. So I'm excited to give the EP a full listen.
Yeah.
Available on Wax at Southbound today.
There it is. See you there.
This is My Love, Your Love from Zena.
Mm. yeah, that's pretty much everything I wanted.
Yep.
Oh, I'm excited to give that a full listen.
Yeah, you got six tracks of that.
Six tracks?
Yeah.
Main. All instrumental.
All instrumental. Oh, actually, no, there is a guest vocalist.
Any feature vocalists?
Yeah, there is Mirren T.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Who I'm not familiar with. I think they do a few of the vocals on here as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, there are a couple of little vocal tracks on there as well.
Main. I would love to see these guys do some more features in the future. Get some, like, a little, like, Alicia Joy feature. Delicious. But, no, I'm excited to check out that record.
Yeah.
Might be having to pick that one up.
Ones to watch, for sure.
This one makes me feel like, you know, brewing some iced tea and just, like, sitting there in the sun.
Just joyful music.
Listening to the whole thing back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Al Michaels Affair?
Speaking of joyful instrumentals... 24 Hour Sports, the latest album from Al Michaels Affair on Big Crown Records. This one is such an amazing album, 24 Hour Sports. I was in love with the full album with the vocal tracks on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the instrumentals are really where he always shines. He just has such a signature sound at this point, such a rich sound. It's kind of like... It's just such a easy sound to get into, you know?
Mm. Yeah, hard. And like
100%.
Leon Michelle, is it Michelle's or Michael's?
Michelle's or Michael's, yeah, I don't know.
But Leon.
Yeah, Leon. Oh, Leon.
That's the bro, Leon. he's such an incredible producer. I just saw Derya Yildirim play last week, and he produced her last album.
Yes.
Like, he does so much.
Yeah.
Eh?
Also and on Big Crown, I think.
Yeah. Which is his label.
Yes.
That he started.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember thinking with this album when it came out, like, wow, this feature list is incredible, and like all the vocalists sound amazing, but it's really, you can't get past just how good his production is and his like arrangements. He's got such a great ear for it.
Totally. And
so it's cool to have the instrumentals
100%.
Be able to shine.
And listening to, we had a little cheeky listen to this album yesterday, and it's like, it really is, the vocals are such an incredible addition, obviously, to his instrumentals.
Oh, here
coming
we go.
but the instrumentals are just so... so easy to get lost in, and also so
dreamy,
so rich to get into, that you don't necessarily need the vocals to accompany it for it to, you know, listen.
Oh my
to
God.
It. Isn't
oh,
that just
it's
yeah.
so beautiful? Yay, I'm excited. This one's on wax.
Yeah,
very cool, very cool,
very cool. This is East Side Instrumental, Al Michaels Affair, 24 Hour Sports. Somehow, oh, it's like on level with the vocal versions, which I think is pretty impressive given that there's a Norah Jones feature.
Norah Jones,
Clara,
Clara. Yeah, there's an insane, and you've still got Roland Kirk's sax on this album as
mean.
Well.
I also feel as though sometimes, now this might be a hot take, but sometimes I almost prefer, in terms of what I have on vinyl, it to be instrumental, because then it feels like a real like stream of consciousness that you can listen to, rather than like just each song having background to have their own moment with the vocalist, especially when it's such a stacked lineup of artists.
Yeah.
Whereas this, you can just like chuck on at any time.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a whole different listening experience, right? They like both hold their own place in what you're listening to something for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hard out. Okay, now the excitement just doesn't stop. The little jazz nerd in me is like having a really good time.
Nubian Twist. The latest from Nubian Twist, Chasing Shadows. This album, from the singles that we've heard so far, is going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great cast of features on this album. You've got Booty Brown on there. Is it Fatoumata Diawara? Is that how you pronounce her name?
I've got no idea. That sounds right.
And Joe Armin Jones is also on this one here as well. We were just talking about Joe Armin Jones before, of Ezra Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful album released on Strut.
The cover is awesome.
Yeah, such a beautiful cover.
I'm a sucker for a cover, eh?
Yeah. And it's pressed on yellow vinyl as well.
Oh, cool. They do like a coloured vinyl. I've got their Freedom Fables record, and it's on this like transparent sort of aquamarine vibe.
Ooh, yeah,
which
nice.
Is like, I've tried a couple of times to play it whilst out like playing vinyl wherever, and it's always like a fucking headache.
Yeah.
but it's very cool looking.
Yeah.
But yellow vinyl, that's cool.
Yeah, and the sound of this album is just incredible. It kind of it covers a lot. It covers, you know, Afrobeat. There's some, you know, as you say, like the jazz kind of inspiration on there. There's usually like, at times there's like 9 to 12 band members who are joining in on this as well. So there's like huge like horn sections and stuff like that at some point. And it's, yeah, it sounds incredible. So if you're a fan, then jump on in.
Cool.
It's going to be a great one.
So exciting. We're going to listen to Azimuth featuring Eniola. This is really exciting. So many good records.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Everyone get on down to Southbound this weekend and pick up some wax.
Oh, 132 yeah. Simon Street, and you can also head along to the website. Or you can call up Cam and say, look, I need this record, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that too.
Cam will help
you out.
Oh, yeah.
Save the day.
Wonderful. Okay, let's have a listen to Nubian Twist. Thank you so much, Cam.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Another great week of music.
Yeah.
Isn't life good?
Isn't life good?
introspective, too quick to react. Cause when you try to find another way, it's hazy. I'm going crazy.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.